The landscape painter is of necessity an outdoorsman, for vitality and convincing quality only come to the man who serves, not in the studio, but out in the open, where even the things he fights against strengthen him. Walter Scofield, 1914. Scofield, like many Impressionists, found it important to get outside and observe firsthand the landscape that became the subject of his works. This idea of painting en plein air, outdoors, began in France and became part of the Impressionist method. And for Scofield, it became routine. As a rugged outdoorsman, Scofield braved many conditions to paint in nature. His biography is peppered with statements about the lengths he would go in order to capture the raw energy and often frigid temperatures of icy landscapes. With dedication like this, Scofield was able to create landscapes like hill country directly from nature, observing how light and texture affect his artistic style. His application of paint, seen in the snow and grassy bank in the foreground, is thick, adding weight to the forms. Even his evergreen trees, seen towards the top of the canvas, are textured with thick applications of paint. The lower positioning gives this painting an air of realism. It's as if the viewer is standing right there, because Scofield was standing right there. It is intimate and direct, and very typical of Scofield's style.